This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3 Epiphany Saturday, a variable. To be used only if there is a 4 Epiphany Sunday, otherwise skip to 8 Epiphany. First posted January 29, 2011, Romans 4:16-25, justified by faith. Matthew 14:22-33, faith and doubt, Romans paraphrase, Paul taught that God's plan of salvation, see sidebar, is based on faith, obedient trust, so that the promise is through God's grace, unmerited favor, a free gift, and guaranteed to all the spiritual descendants of Abraham who share Abraham's faith, which came before the covenant of law, Romans 4:10-12. Abraham is the spiritual father of us all. In fulfillment of Genesis 17.5, I have made you a father of many nations. The promise is guaranteed by God, in whom Abraham believed, who gives life to the dead and existence to things that do not exist. Abraham believed God's promise, even when it seemed hopeless, that he would be the father of many nations. His faith didn't weaken when he considered that his body was at the end of his life, because he was about 100 years old, or that Sarah was barren. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave God glory, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised, Romans 4:20-21. For that reason his faith was accounted as righteousness, and his experiences recorded in the Bible for our benefit, so that we also will be accounted righteous who believe in God who raised, from the dead, Jesus, who died for our sins, and was raised from death for our justification, acquittal, imputation of Jesus' righteousness to us through faith in Jesus. Matthew paraphrase, after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus sent the disciples back to Capernaum by boat while Jesus dismissed the crowd. Then Jesus went into the surrounding hills by himself to pray. When night came, Jesus was alone, and the boat with the disciples was far from land and not making much progress because the wind and waves were against them. Just before dawn, Jesus came to them walking on the surface of the sea. When the disciples saw him, they were terrified, thinking that he was a ghost. But Jesus identified himself and told them not to be afraid. Peter replied that if it was indeed Jesus, he should tell Peter to come to Jesus on the water. Jesus did so, and Peter got out of the boat and came toward Jesus. But when Peter experienced the wind, he became afraid and started to sink. Jesus reached out and caught him by the hand and asked Peter why he had so little faith and had doubted. When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and the others in the boat were convinced that Jesus was truly the Son of God. God's word is absolutely true and trustworthy. God has given us his word so that we will learn to trust and obey him. Our salvation from eternal condemnation and destruction depends on our trusting and obeying Jesus. Jesus is God's word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in human flesh, John 1:1-5:14. Jesus Christ is God's only provision by whom we can and must be saved, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. All of us have sinned and fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, and the penalty for sin, disobedience of God's word, is eternal death. Salvation from God's eternal judgment and condemnation is by grace as a free gift to be received by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9. Salvation cannot be bought or earned, or taken by force or deception. Paul was making disciples of Jesus Christ in accordance with Jesus' Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20. Abraham is an example of faith in God's word. Abraham heard God's call and trusted and obeyed. As he went forward in obedient trust in God's word, he grew strong in faith, and because he trusted and obeyed God's word, he was accounted righteous in God's judgment. This is the pattern of spiritual growth that takes place when we say, yes, to God's word. Abraham believed that God can raise the dead, and God demonstrated that truth in raising Jesus from the dead. The witnesses in the New Testament, and every born again, John 3:3-5-8, Christian since, testifies to the truth that Jesus has been raised to eternal life. Those who trust and obey Jesus will receive the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 14:15-17, which only Jesus can give, John 1:31-34. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The miracle of Jesus walking on the water is also a lesson in faith. They set out on their own, at Jesus' command, but spent nearly all night getting far from land but not reaching their destination because wind and wave were against them. Jesus came to them and at first they were frightened, thinking he was a ghost. Jesus identified himself and calmed their fears. Peter was eager to trust and obey Jesus, but he let doubt arise within him because of the forces seemingly against him. But Jesus was there to reach out his hand and steady Peter when he started to sink. When Jesus got into the boat, the wind and waves ceased, and in John's Gospel, they immediately reached their destination, John 6:21. The disciples were following Jesus' word, but they didn't have Jesus with them. They're like believers who have the word of Jesus in the Bible, but haven't yet been born again. Supernatural forces are against them and they cannot make headway in their own human strength. The mission of Jesus Christ must be carried on by, born again, disciples in the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 4:6c, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8. Only when Jesus is in our boat with us can we accomplish his command and reach the destination. Peter was eager to act in faith, but he allowed doubt to cause him to waver. But Jesus was nearby and was able to help Peter by touching him and strengthening his faith. That's what the Lord can do for those who are born again. But if Peter had gotten out of the boat in the middle of the sea in the middle of the night without Jesus, he would have sunk. Jesus is able through his Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith and cause us to grow spiritually when we have trusted and obeyed him and have been born again. God's word warns us not to believe every spirit, 1 John 4:1-3. The disciples were frightened that Jesus might be a ghost, demonic, but Jesus identified himself to them and they recognized him. Likewise Jesus will identify himself to us so that we will recognize him, and we must recognize him, instead of receiving false and lying spirits. False spirits may claim to be God, but the true Spirit of God will never tell us to do what is contrary to God's word, or anything that will harm ourselves or others. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.